ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע, וילך חרונה. Mechayr, this is a very long pasuk. We know that Chazal say that there was an interim of 14 years, the Arbas Reishona that he learned in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever. According to the Cheshbon, Yaakov was 63 years old when he came to yeshiva. He learned there for 14 years. He served his time, he did a mazer, and until 77. Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er sheva. Where was the yeshiva? One way of reading this pasuk is Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er sheva, and he went to the yeshiva, and he was there for 14 years. We don't know where the yeshiva was. Vayelech Harana. The Marsha in Megillah says, no, the yeshiva was in Be'er Sheva. And the Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva is after the 14 years. He says, even the letters mi Be'er Sheva have in it Shem, that was one big yeshiva that was there, Eiver, and the third yeshiva was Av, Yitzchak, his father had a yeshiva. He didn't go to his father's yeshiva. Maybe earlier he had been there, for whatever reason, now he has to go to this yeshiva. But Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva is after the 14 years. Which is very interesting, because Rashi brings that Pana Ziva Hoyleva Hadara. You know, you would have assumed, for 14 years, Yitzchak, Yaakov was in the yeshiva. Esav can't find him. Esav doesn't step foot into the yeshiva. But you would think that no one knew where he was. He was hiding and no one knew where he was. So maybe when he finally leaves after the 14 years, no one's going to notice. No, the Yitzias Tzadik, he could have been in his vinkel for 14 years, at a stender, and no one knew, and Esav wasn't able to find him. Aber Zaloka sure that when he leaves, it's Pana Ziva Hoyleva Hadara. But Bechalef, they stell on the pasuk, it could have said, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva L'charon. So there's a pshat that the Maggid gives it a whole mushel. But when a person goes somewhere, sometimes he leaves point A and goes to point B. Sometimes the matara is be'ikr to leave point A. Sometimes the matara is to get to point B. Over here, a brisker and nusach, there was tzvei dinim. On one hand, there was a din of a yitziah. He was supposed to be by Reach from Esav. He got a hayrah from his mother, that it's dangerous, he has to go away from Esav. So it's Vayetze to go away from Esav. Vayelech Harana separately is a din to go. He had a tzivi from his father to look for a shidduch. So that's why the pasuk splits it into two, because it was taka two dinim. It was Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva to protect from Esav, and separately Vayelech Harana to go for the shidduch. It's brought down. It's brought down from Rav Chaim Ivoloshin that if it would have said Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva L'charon, the letters that are added because it says Vayelech Harana are Yud Vav Hey and Chof, which he says spells out a name. It's maybe a Kaddish name, Yoy and then Hoch. That name is the name of a Malach. It's a Shem Kaddish, and it actually is a Malach that protects a person bedrochem. There's a remez to this name. First of all, Ki Malachov Yitzav Aloch Soifetavis Yud Vav Hey and Chof. This name Yoy and Hoch. Nitzacheni also, there's an Indian when a person goes on a trip, you tell him, Yochid v'rabim halachik rabim, Rosh Tevis, this name. The Chasam Sefer brings also that on Leil Pesach, when we dip our finger into the wine, or we spill the wine, we spill it, of course, 16 times. 10 for the 10 makis, then 3 for the Tzach, Hadash, Bachav, and then another 3 times, Dam v'esh v'simri sashem, that's altogether 16. Yo, 16, Yudvav. Hach! Remez for the Makis we do 16 times. That's also an inyan of this Shem Kaddish. Now it's saying, Lamaisa, when he leaves, it's Pana Ziva Hoyde Vadora. There's a pshat from the Chidah. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. Yaakov is Gematria 182. If you take out Yaakov from Be'er Sheva, mi Be'er Sheva is 575. If you take out Yaakov 182 from mi Be'er Sheva, from 575, you're left with 393. That's Pana Ziva Hoyda Vadora. It's Gematria 393. So you take out Yaakov from Be'er Sheva, you're left with Pana Ziva Hoyda the Hadora. Now again, we know the Medrash brings that Yaakov Be'etzim was on his way, but then Eliphaz takes away all his money. You have to know when that happened, because the way we're reading into the pasuk now, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva was after the 14 years. Again, an alternative pshat is no. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva right away, and he went. And Be'emes Faker, he was planning to go to Haran, but then Eliphaz takes his money away. Instead, if he would have had money, he can get married, and there won't be Rechaim Mitzavari. He could be a younger man. But now that Eliphaz took his money, the Gemara says you'll notayir v'acharkach yisish if you don't have money. So instead, he switched and he went to learn in yeshiva. Vayishkav b'mokem ahu. So that's what Rashi says. Dafka b'mokem ahu. It was vayishkav b'mokem ahu because before then, the Yud Dalet Shana and Shem Ve'ever, it was, he didn't sleep b'chlal. He was learning basmoda, and then he didn't sleep. Finally, now it comes. Vayikach me'avnei hamokoyim vayosem erashoysov. There's a machlokes in the Medrash how many avonim there were. But the Avar, these avonim are a semel for building Klal Yisrael. In one pshat of the Medrash, there were 12 avonim connected to 12 shvatim. Another pshat is there were 3 avonim connected Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Another day in the Medrash, there was 2 avonim. Just that's an idea that it's shlemus. Right, Avram has a Yishmael, Yitzchak has an Esav also. Over here, the 2 avonim is just showing that it's going to be shlemus. It's going to be the 2 or 3 or 12. But it says that the avonim were fighting. Each one says a lie in the tzaddik as roishay. I heard Akasha, why, if it's to help him sleep, let it turn into a pillow. Why does it have to turn into a big stone? So there's one nosach, if you're fighting, at best it's just going to be a big stone. A pillow it's not going to be. But Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, he said, we're not going to sleep over here. We're building a Klal Yisrael. The Avonim over here represents Megeinit Shlofen. And if you go through the Parsha, the Emesis Keseda, there's Avonim. It says later on in Parshas Vayichim, Yishom Roya, Evan Yisrael, but over here you have Yikach Me'avni Amokoyim. And then there's an Evan Gedoyla on the Be'er, and then he makes an Evan into a Matseva. Keseda, these are the Avonim that are representing the building of Klal Yisrael. Vayikach me'avne ha'mokoyim v'yoseh mirashoysov. So a beautiful pshat, a mushal from the Dubna Magid. He brings a story that a person was on a ship that sunk and he got stuck on an island and he was there for 20 years, shipwrecked. Eventually, after many years, somehow miraculously, he gets taken back to civilization. He comes back, he gets to his house, he got a little package where he kept all the years with some food and some tattered clothes. And his wife is going through it and she finds this diamond, like $1 million diamond. Like, not shy, it's not the mitzvah b'chlal. She wakes him up, she was sleeping, hey, what's this? He said, oh, this, by the island, there was hundreds and thousands of them. I thought it was glass. I didn't realize it. It was all over the Chayf Hayam over there. It was these glass things. It must have fallen into my tick by accident. She said, you know, Chayf, it's a diamond. It's worth millions. Hanimshal Yadua, we're here in this world to collect Avonim, but he reads it into the Pasuk here. Vayikach me Avnei Hamokim. You have to take from the Avnei Hamokim. Even if it looks like it's just the Avnei Hamokim, it's just pebbles. It's Tzroyrois Ba'almo. Tzroyrois. It's not. It's not. It's Vayosim Erashoysef. Put it up at the head and realize that it's something worthy. Vayivka b'mokoyim v'yolon shom. The Gemara says that Etzem Yaakov Avinu was Mesakein Mayriv. The Gemara brings in Brachis. Ein Pegiya Elatvila. And now we have the full set of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Avram is Mesakein Shachris. Vayashkem Avram Baboiker Yitzchok. Vayetze Yitzchok Lasuach Basod. Lasuach is Ein Sicha Latvila. And Vayivka b'mokoyim v'yolon shom. Avram Yaakov Avinu was Mesakein Mayriv. That's why we said it's called davening, davenum, the avunoin from our avos. They were the ones that were misaking tfilois. The etzim, there's a fourth tfila by Chatzois Laila. Many in Yonah, we remembered last week that the shloisha avos ain't currently avos el shloisha, right? Esav didn't become the fourth av. But on the Merkava, there's Arba, reglaim to the Merkava, the fourth regal is David. David is Chatzois Laila. It's also a tfila. It's also a tfila. Lamaisa, on a regular day, we only have 3 tfilas. There is a tefillas Musaf. Musaf is connected. Some say Yosef, Musaf. Some say Rachel. Roshei Chadoshim La'amcha. Masata, Roshei Chadoshim La'amcha is Roshei Tevis Rachel. Rachel is the Bechin of tefillas Musaf. But on Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, Moed, we have Musaf. On Yom Kippur, once a year, we have 5 tefillas. 5 tefillas. The 3 tefillas are connected Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. But when you have 4, even 5, it's Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Only on Yom Kippur, we can get to that level. Unfortunately, our cousins, they have 5 tefillas, Agan Tzior, but they have it, it's a koyach. But we have 5 tefillas every day. If you listen to Chazor, it's Ashatz, Shachris, and Musaf. And don't let your mind wander or do a haicha mincha. So then you have taka 5 tefillas. Vayivka b'mokoyim. You can ask him if you can talk outside. I think he speaks Hebrew, whatever. No, if you could ask me, if you could talk outside, it's easier. Rosh Echadoshim La'amchas, Rosh Echadoshim Rochel. Shkoyach. Vayivka Bamokoyim. In the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim from Reb Chaim Volozhin, Be'etzem, Sefer Nefesh HaChaim is broken into four Sha'arim. The most, I think what the Olam is more familiar with is Shar Dalet, which talks about Torah, Torah Lishma, and his whole Mahalach in Torah Lishma. But that's Shar Dalet. Be'etzem, there's three other Sha'arim. The first Shar talks about what it means, the Musig of Tselem Elikim, which is, talk about a different time. Then this Shar Beis is about Tefillah, Avoyde Shebelev Zutfillah. Shar Gimel talks about Mokoyim. That the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is called Mokoyim. HaMokoyim Yenachem Eschem. Vayifka BaMokoyim. In many places we see Mokoyim is the Rabbanu Shlomo. What does it mean that the Rabbanu Shlomo is called Mokoyim? And the whole Shar Gimel, a big chunk of Shar Gimel, is explaining this concept of Mokoyim. And he explains, the Moshel, in Gashmias, you have a Kli, that's a Kli Kibble, and you can put something into the Kli, so there's Mokoyim in the Kli, to put water or chayfetz or something else that can go, or this room could hold the standards and the benches and the people and the... There's a Mokoyim. He says, in this world of an Olam Hazeh, it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekoyme Shel Olam, that he can farmog the place, that he's the Mokim of it. It's Milchadish B'chol Yom Tomid, Ein Oid Milvada, B'chlal, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias, there wouldn't be a world. Every second, he is Mekoyme Shel Olam. He's Mahave, the world, B'chlal. And that's the concept of Mokim. It's also brought down that Mokim, I think the Zohar brings it, Mokim is Gematria Shem Havaya. Well, Shem Havaya is 26, of course. Yud, K, Vav, K is 10, 5, 6, 5 is not so complex as 26. It's very complex. I'm saying the gematria is not too, what's called, but if you square those numbers, not 26 squared, that's 676. I'm talking about something else. If 10 squared plus 5 squared plus 6 squared plus 5 squared is 186, Mokim is gematria Mokim. Mokim is Havaya Biribua, which is a shlemus of Havaya, is that Mokim. It's brought down that Be'etzem, in the Metzias of the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mahava the Bria every second. But I once heard, Ulai, it's only a mushal, a malitza for the Inyan, but if a person understands scientifically, everything in Chomer of this world is made out of atoms. And if you know how an atom is, there's protons and neutrons and there's mamish, and most of it is empty space. But even the minutest part of it, Be'etzem disappears and comes back, disappears and comes back. It's Mechadish B'chayim Tamar. Be'etzem, the world is gone and back, gone and back. I don't know if that's the ulai a mushal for the Indian, and that's the vayifka b'mokim. And up here he has a chaloim, and it's not some chaloim. There's other chaloimis in Sefer Bereishis. There's many chaloimis, but the chaloim of Yaakov over here is a besura. It's a certain Avraham Avinu has a machazeh also by Bris Ben Absorim, which also tells him about what's going to be in the golus for Etzem. But Yaakov Avinu Bazunder is the av of golus tefilas ma'ariv balayla when it's not so clear, and he sees a sulam mutzav arza. There's many different inyanim what we see in the sulam. But I heard an interesting pshat. It says three times, V'hine, V'hine Sula Mutzav Arza, V'hine Malachi Elikim Oilem V'yaredim Boi, V'hine Hashem Nitzav Olav. V'hine, it's before this Chazals that bring that V'hine is Lashon of Simcha. It's a Sefri, other places, it says V'hine is Lashon Simcha. And that's what it's telling you. If a person thinks he's Mutzav Arza and is all at the bottom, V'hine, you could already not be Arza. And then another, Vaiter, Steigen is going up the ladder, Mitoch Simcha. Steigen, Mitoch Simcha is Malachi Elikim Oilem V'yaredim Boi. And then it could be Hashem Nitzav Olav, a person get to the highest level. V'hine, 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 vaita, with simcha, a person get to the highest levels. Now, how many rungs was on this ladder? There's various makairis. In the Midrashim, it's brought down, and the Rama brings that in Mara Nevuchim, and other places that there were four rungs, connected the Shem Yudke Vavke. There's another gear that there were seven rungs, others say 12 shvatim. There's an interesting Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma says that there was myriad, hundreds of thousands of rungs on this ladder. Someone once asked me, why do Malachim need to go up? Malachim could fly, why do they need to go up the rungs of the ladder? Anyways, but if you understand what this ladder is, you'll understand that the Malachim also have to go up the rungs. It's not made out of wood. Yeah? It's not a Kli Eitz, a Kli Mateches. It's a Sulam. Someone once asked the Imri Emes, you know, a ladder, you have to lean it on something. Right? You can't just stand upright. What was the Sulam leaning on? He says, what was the Sulam leaning on? The whole world is leaning on this Sulam. What was the Sulam leaning on? This is the Sulam of the Chaloyim. They found it. There was an archaeological dig. They found the Sulam. But the Medrash Tanchuma says that there were hundreds of rungs on this ladder. And the Medrash Tanchuma says that Be'etzem, every one of the Malachim represented a different Ummah. And Yaakov Avinu was watching this and he sees Bavel go up 70 rungs, but then they fall. 70 years of Bavel. He sees Madai go up 52 rungs. And then they fall. Yavon, 180 rungs. And then they fall. And he sees Edom going higher and higher and higher. And he realizes eventually he's going to fall. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Medrash in Tehillim, in Vayetzi up here, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov, Im ata oila ein chanoifel. I'm aftiach you. You should go up the ladder also. He says, but everyone's falling, and the higher they go, the aggressor of the clock. Yeah? Bar al miktuva, yeah? Yaakov, im ata oila ein chanoifel. Veloihem in Yaakov. It's the message. Veloihem in Yaakov. Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ilehe emanta v'hayisa oila lo yayisa noifel. But the mice, you weren't miming? Now you're going to fall. I saw this forum talking about what is veloihem and who didn't he believe? HaKadosh Baruch Hu zaftocha. But there's a pshat, and it's not a steer. A person has a chelik and neshama kamim, chelik and neshama lekamim al in him. It's he didn't believe in his yicholus to do it. But it's not a steer. It's either they didn't believe that Hashem's avtach, or they didn't believe that he can do it. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Velehem and Yaakov. But ilu hemanta, you would have been oile lo heisa yirid. I saw a different pshat that who are the malachim on this ladder? The malachim are Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, and Ariel, which are Gemara, and they're oilem v'yirdim boy. It's boy is Yaakov on Yaakov. Yaakov represents. Torah Shabbal Peh, the Malachi Elikim are Oilem V'Yerdim Boy on Yaakov. V'hine Hashem Nitzav Olav, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh writes, Yaakov Avinu looks up and he sees what's on the ladder and he sees that the Ovis are the Merkava and he sees that he's the Regel Revi of the Merkava. Interesting, he says that Yaakov is the Regel Revi. I know there's Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. We said David is the regular Revi. But Vaisleis, there was a swap. Originally, it was Adam Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Then it switches to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. David and Adam are correlated. Adam is Rosh HaTevis. Adam, David, Mashiach. And Adam gives David HaMelech 70 years. David HaMelech doesn't have a Metzias on his own. David HaMelech's Metzias is only the 3 hours of Koidim HaChet before Adam HaRishon brought Mavis to this world when he ate Eitz Hadas. But and Adam is supposed to live 1,000 years, Eleph, and he gives a 70 to David. But it's either Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, David, or alternatively, Adam, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. This idea that it switches, it's also true by the Merkava itself. We know that the Muyos on the Merkava are Aryeh, Shoyer, Nesher, and Adam, which is Yaakov, which is Adam, which is Yaakov, is the representative of Adam. But later it switches, because Shor, B'chait Egel, switches to Kruv. Now it's fascinating. The Chinuch HaSatayr brings Yaakov Avinu says, "Ochein Yesh Hashem b'mokem hazeh ve'onoichi lo yodati." And it can be read to say, "Ochein Aryeh Kruv Nesher." I knew that was on the Merkava. Or onoichi that I'm on the Merkava. Or alternatively, onoichi is Rosh HaTevis, Aryeh Kruv Nesher Yaakov. Right? Ochein Aryeh Kruv Nesher. That I knew was up there. Or onoichi Aryeh Kruv Nesher Yaakov. I didn't know I was on the Merkava. And he says, "Onoichi lo yodati." If I would have known, I wouldn't have went to sleep. The Sephorno explains because he would have prepared himself for the Nevuah. He wouldn't have slept. He would have prepared himself. Although it could be that the Nevuah was. It was a Nevuah that he sees in his sleep. But he would have prepared himself to sleep to this Darg of Nevuah. Now, he slept on the Avonim and then the Avonim turned into one big Evan. And now he wants to turn this Evan into a Matseva. And the Ramban brings that the Etzem, a person is not allowed to be Makrav. Even by Bama, you're supposed to be Makrav on a Mizbeach. Not on a Matseva. And the Ramban explains, Aber bizman ha'avos, even though the avos kept the whole Torah, so they shouldn't do something that we're not allowed to do lasid. That's the whole idea. Avos keep the Torah, but matseva was ahuv bimei avos. Matseva is different. Even though we're not allowed to be makarav on a matseva, the avos can be makarav on a matseva. Kenzai, because matseva is one big stone. A mizbeach represents a lot of stones. The avos were yechidim, and they can be makarav on a matseva. Klal Yisrael is already rabim. They need to be makarav on a mizbeach, and matseva is not ahuv anymore. But it's interesting, Shaila, that they ask. On one hand, how could he use this Evan as a matzeva? There's a klal, you're not allowed to use as a mizbeach, as a matzeva, as a mizbeach, as for a carbon, something that was used for a hedyot earlier. And here he had slept on these avonim. So one teretz says, yeah, but there was a shinoi. When the avonim became one big Evan, it was a shinoi, it's a new matzias. Now he can be makarav on it. Others say, fakir, what?
He was sleeping on that Evan also. It turned on the one day when he was...
Ah, he was sleeping on it when it was also when it was one Evan. Yeah, that's a good horror. Yeah, I hear. Interesting. But on the other hand, Fakert, they say that these Avonim was already from the Mizbeach of the Akedah. So if anything, Fakert, it was a mistake. It was already Kaddish. Its original was as a Mizbeach. Now he calls the place base Kale. He sees the Machazah here. V'ulam luz shame ha'ir l'rishoin. I saw B'derach Drash. This is a remez from Alav HaMalka. Why? V'ulam luz shame ha'ir l'rishoin. I'll explain. V'ulam is Rosh HaTevis. V'ne'mon ata l'hachayos mason. Luz is the Luz bone. We know the Luz bone is the only bone that from there never is destroyed, and from there comes shame. Shame is Moitze Shabbos. Heir LaRishoina, the Hisoiris of Tchias HaMeisim from the beginning will come from this loose bone, which we eat on Malach HaMalka. Why? Because when Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, everything was destroyed and was Nigzar Mavis on him. But there was one Aver that didn't have enough from what they ate in the Eitz Hadas, the loose bone. Because the loose bone only gets its sustenance from Malach HaMalka. And Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas on Friday afternoon. So the loose bone never was Nigzar on the Mavis because it was not Nehne from the Achil of the Eitz Hadas. Because the loose, as a rule, Mitchila only eats from Malach HaMalka. And that's why the loose bone remains as the source to be able to be his iris to Tisa Mason Lawson. Now Yaakov puts shemen on the matzeva, and some say that this shemen is reminiscent something of shemen of Hanukkah, which we'll talk about separately. But it's interesting, Yaakov makes a neder. Vayidar Yaakov neder leimar im yeh likimi madi, then v'nosan li lechem lechel, u'begadul b'ashtam, I'm going to give asar asrenaloch. The Rambam! Hilchus Eirchen, Perek Vav, Alach Alam and Aleph, one of the places where the Rambam writes, Yei Ro'ali. This is fascinating, when the Rambam sometimes makes a chiddush, he says, Yei Ro'ali. And he says, Yei Ro'ali, that even though Eino the Makdash Dover Shaloi B'Loilom, Eino the Makdash Dover Shaloi B'Loilom, but a person can be Makdash, that he's going to be Makdash. And the Makar, he says, Ra'il Adover, he says, is from Yaakov Aminu, that he doesn't have anything yet, and he's saying, Imiyeli Kimi Mati V'Nosanli, and it's Vayidar Yaakov Neder Lamer. He made a Neder that he's going to make a Neder. And that you could make. That's not a problem of Dovah Shalem Elohim. To be Neder, what's going to be, that you're going to do it. And the Rambam is arrived from Yaakov Avinu. Now, L'chaira, we spoke already the other week, there's a famous Rivosh that the Ksois brings in a few places. The Rivosh, L'moshel, the Rivosh asks on the Birchas Yankov, how could and the B'chaira, sorry, how could Esav sell the B'chaira to Yaakov? It's Dovah Shalem Elohim. How can he sell the Bechayr? So the Rivosh answers, Koy the Matan Torah, there's no chasar of Dovah Shalei B'Loilom. In Rambam Shtei Nishtazai. In Rambam Shtei Nishtazai, because the Rambam is bringing a raya from Yaakov Avinu that you're allowed to be Noider Lamar, Koy the Matan Torah. The Ktsois, if you remember we mentioned last week in Reish Ayin Ches, he says, no, Yaakov Avinu, Esav was mistalik from the Bechayra, and that you could do, that's the Chiddush of the Ktsois there, that Siluk works on the Dovah Shalei B'Loilom, and then Yaakov got it. Now the Ktsois repeats himself in a few places. L'moshel, we'll get there, and later in the parasha, we'll bring it in now already, the Ktsois in Shin Lamed Beis. Yaakov Avinu has a whole Shakal Vatari with Lavan, with the Kvosim, Akudim, Nakudim, Berudim, Tluim, they keep on switching. Aseris Mayim, he keeps on trying to trick him 100 times. But L'chaira, what Yaakov is Eichen, which Kvasim? Things that aren't born yet. It's new Kvasim that are going to be born later, and it's even different kinds that aren't existing yet. It's Dovah Shalei B'Loilom. How could Yaakov be Zeichen from loving on these Kvasim? So once again, the Ksois brings the Rivosh and says that Koy Debat Torah, there's no problem of Dovah Shalei B'Loilom. But the Ksois himself answers, that's the topic in Shemana days, that it was only Schirus. It wasn't Kni, it was Schirus. And Schirus is Mayil on Dovah Shalei B'Loilom. And there's a few places where Ksais handles with this. Anybody here also is like Abi that Schirus works even on Dovah Shalei B'Loilom. It's v'chal interesting though. It says at the end, at the end of the parasha, when Lavan is calling to his wives, Yaakov is calling to his wives, and he tells them that Avichem Hetelbi Aseres Moinim, your father kept on tricking me. If you want to look, the Alshech talks about it, and Rabbi Shmuel Diskin also works out in the Diuk and the Pesukim how it's exactly 100 Ramois, but he's Mamish Medayken in the Pesukim. That stripes and splotches and whatever, akudim, lakudim, brudim. He works out mamish mitzad l'shon and said psukim 100 times. It's a fascinating story. I think it was with the Al Shech HaKadosh. He was once giving a drosha. And he was giving a drosha and he was explaining the cheshbon of why it's 100. And the Arizal was by the shir. They're the same tkufa. The Arizal is by the shir. And the Al Shech is working out 100 different ways of how love and made ramois. And suddenly the Arizal bursts out laughing. And the way the Messiah on the story, I heard 2 versions, is that Arizal said Lavan was by the shear. And Lavan's watching the Alshech saying over all the pshatim, and he was Mahan and Baroishai, that's why he was Nene. But a different pshat is that no, that the Alshech said one Knech that Lavan didn't know. And that Lavan was Mahamish's fault. Wow, a new Ramois, a new Knech. And that's why the Arizal was Tzachak, that Lavan was Samach, that he heard from the Alshech a different pshat, how it could be the... how it could be the Ramois. But we went ahead, but first off, of course, we have Lulavan Shtei Banois. And if you do with the Kasha, the Ramban Shtels, and many Shtel on this, how could Yaakov Avinu marry 2 sisters? Eich nosa Yaakov avinu shtei achoyos she'asi the Torah li'osran alav. Aye, what's shver? It's called the mountain Torah. But the pshat is it says, it's a Gemara Numa, Mishnah Kedushin, Avram Avinu, Kayim, Kol HaTorah Kula, Koydim Shenitna. So if Avram Avinu was Makayim, Koydim Shenitna, so what, you want to say the Teretz of the Tshuvas HaRamosim and you, that only Avram and not Yitzchak and Yaakov? Or the Maritzchias is Chiddush and Masech, the Tainis Davdalah, that in Yonim of Arayis, they weren't Makbid, that's why by Eliezer it says, Shema Chigeres Vesuma, not Shema Mamzeres Veshifcha, because they weren't Makbid on in Yonim of Arayis. Pashtas, they were Makbid, so why is Yaakov Avinu marrying two sisters? Rabbim, talking about this kasha, the Ramban, Ki Yudua, says that the Ovis only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And here it's Chutz Laretz. And that's why Rachel is Takan Nifter, Mesa like Rachel, when they come close to Eretz Yisrael, when they're returning back to Eretz Yisrael. He can't be married to two sisters in Eretz Yisrael. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph. We spoke about the Nefesh HaChaim. Shar Aleph is about Tzelem Elokim. But later on in the Cheshbon over there, in Perak Aleph, Shar Aleph, Perak Chaf Aleph, he explains that creating Klal Yisroel is part of the process that the Ovis have to do, and it was necessary that it should be done through Bila Barzel, Bila Rifka, Bila Rachel, Zilpaleya, and if it would have been after Mount Torah, you wouldn't allow to do it. But that's because it's Koydim Mount Torah, even though they were keeping the Torah, but Koydim Mount Torah, when they're keeping the Torah, it's with the Cheshbonus of the Soydus of what it's supposed to bring. And here they know that Adrabba, that the Soydus to do it this way. After Mount Torah, you can't make Cheshbonus like that. Kashrut Zivoy Selikin. He explains also the Achronim, that's what Chet Egel was, they made Cheshbonus, and that's where the Kaporah's Mishkan, Kashat Tziva, you say Kashat Tziva, hundreds of times, dozens of times. But over here, that was the Cheshbon he made. There's another pshat that maybe Rachel and Leah were Megayer, that's totally in the Prashas Drachim, if they have a dinner for a year, then maybe after Geirus, they're not related. Or there's Mahalach and the Achronim, that maybe the Gedder of Ishus, Koydim Mount Torah, was different, and it didn't include the Inyan of Achos Ishtoi. However, there are many other turutzim, but however you want to say it, you have to remember and bear in mind the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yotes Amid Beis that describes the Sudas Levyoson, and there's a nidin there, who they're going to be Mizamein, who they're going to be Mechabit with Birchas Zimon, and B'Ktzora, the Shakavatari, is that when they're Matziah, the Birchas Kois Shel Birchas Zimon, Avram Avinu is Misarev, and he says, no, Yotzen Yimeni Yishmael, and Yitzchak is Misarev, Yotzen Yimeni Esav. I'll keep in suspense, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Misarev, and he says, Loi nechnasti le'eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua says, Loi zachisi le'ben. And David says, Li no'el levarach. David is mevarach. And I skipped Yaakov Avinu. His Siba for Siruv by the Sudas Levyosin is, Nasati shtei achoyos b'chayein, she'asi the Torah le'osron alai. She'asi the Torah le'osron alai. Now, if it was Geirus, they're not sisters. It's not even asi the Torah le'osron alai. No. But that's what Yaakov Avinu was saying, that there was episode. Now, if you go with the Ramban's Teretz, that it was because it was Eretz Yisrael, they only kept the mitzvahs. It's fascinating. That's what, there's a famous Vart, Yitzchak, we spoke last week, why didn't he marry his sister Bako? But Yitzchak can't leave Eretz Yisrael. He's an Akedah. Yitzchak can't leave Eretz Yisrael. Which we'll explain, we spoke once, Lovan Bikesh Lakar Esakol. And there's a famous Vart, Lovan wanted to kill Eliezer the Shliach. And based on the Gemara Nozer, when the Shliach is sent to me, Mekadeshu and Isha, and the Shliach disappears, you can't marry anybody. Well, because you might end up marrying your wife's sister. Nubesele, because the man Torah, so you'll marry your wife's sister. But Yitzchak can't leave Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak has the problem. Yitzchak Taka won't be able to marry anyone if he will. Now, it's brought down that Rachel and Leah were not only sisters, they were twins, and their mother's name was Adina. And that's a stickle modna, because I saw the precious Rachel when he's cheshbening, if they're allowed to marry sisters, he starts cheshbening. Maybe Rachel and Leah were only Ochois min Ha'av, not min Ha'aim. It says in the Medrash their name was Adina. Unless there was he married two Adinas. Someone told me there's like a psikpeda of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, not to marry two wives with the same name. You're not supposed to. Okay, I don't know. But there's Cheren ben Gershon, not to marry two wives, Bechlal. But not only that, Bila and Zilpa were also sisters. They were also daughters of Lavan from a different mother. But they were also, so really Yaakov married four sisters. The Eine Leia Rakois, the Ibn Ezra brings, he brings it from Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Eine Leia Arukois, she had slanted, long eyes, Arukois, and he says she's just missing an aleph. And it's really the Eine Leia Arukois. Rakois is a fancy way of saying Arukois, missing an aleph. He brings this from Rabbeinu Ephraim, but he doesn't like the pshat, and he says back, he says, maybe Rabbeinu Ephraim is missing an aleph. That's what he says. Rachel Akara, the Arizal brings, it's brought down in a lot of Sfarim, Rachel Akara is Okar Hei, because Hei is the letter that lets a woman have children. That's why Nara, a lot of times, Nara Basula, it says it without a hay. The Kriyim Ksiv is without a hay, because it's a Nara that's not ready to have children. And there's a pasuk even later on in Vayigash, Hey Lochem Zera, Hey is going to be the, it's I mean something else there, but Hey Lochem Zera. The Hey is a letter that brings Zera. Rachel doesn't have a Hey. Leah has a Hey. Sarah has a Hey. Sarai doesn't, but Sarah has a Hey, and Rivka has a Hey, and Leah has a Hey, and Zilpah has a Hey, and Rachel is Akara, Akar Hey. She doesn't have a Hey. So she says, I'll give you Bilha. She has two Hays. V'ibone gam anoichi mimeno. Since I'm going to be giving you Bilha, Bilha has two Hays, I'll also be zeichet to have children in the schus of the Hay of Bilha. Now it's interesting when Rachel comes to complain to Yaakov, and he says back, Hasachas elikim anoichi, and then she gives him Bilha. So the Yaakov says, Moir de Kipshat. You know, when a person davens, usually the tefillah has to go up to Shemayim, but sometimes it could be a mechitza. But sometimes there's no mechitza. It's hatachas alikim. You're right under Hashem and it's direct. And Rachel is complaining, and Yaakov says, hatachas alikim aloichim. Right? Must be there's a mechitza, there's a shter. And Rachel took it to heart that must be there's something wrong. And she decided it was because of the kina that she has. So she as a retort to that time of tachas alikim, she says, I'm going to be mevat, I'm going to give you bilo. Yeah, there's a lot of sugyas here, but we're going to move on. So when Yaakov finally has Yosef also, then he realizes Beis Yaakov and Beis Yosef that already can go against the Esav. So he goes away. And here you have the story of Atignoiv Rachel es Atrofim. Atignoiv Rachel es Atrofim Asher Le'aviyah. She stole the Trofim. The Targum Yonason explains that the trophim was a special Indian that if you take the head of a Bechor, psikresha, you remove it, and you shrink it, and there's a whole process, there's a whole ingredient, how you do it, but you take the head of a Bechor, and that's what gives the koyach tumah of the person that has the trophim, which explains why Esav didn't go anywhere near Yaakov when he was by Beis Lavan. We said in the yeshiva of Shem Be'Eber, he ain't stepping foot in the yeshiva. But why didn't he come after Yaakov when he was all those years by Beis Lavan? Because certainly Esav is not going anywhere near Beis Lavan, because Esav, l'shi tasoi, holds he's a Bechor. He doesn't want to be added to Lavan's Trofim collection. Which is why Yaakov afterwards says, in Lavan Garti, I was there for 20 years. He doesn't think I was the Bechor. What are you so upset I'm a Bechor? I was by Lavan for 20 years. He didn't add me to the collection of the Trofim. That's what he's saying back to Esav. But Esav doesn't want to go anywhere near him because of this thing. Now these Trofim don't have a Koyach HaTumah, and Rachel steals them. But V'lo Yoda, Ki Rochel Ginavasam, the Paradis Yosef says, he brings a story with the Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov was once, there was someone who was a Ganav, and they weren't sure who was the Ganav, and the Baal Shem Tov, with Koiches of Ruchnius, was able to know who the Ganav was. So they asked, if the Baal Shem Tov could know who the Ganav is, Lavan, I know it's Lavan, yeah, but he probably had Koiches also, he wasn't able to tell who the Ganav was. He says, no, V'lo Yada, you know why? Ki Rochel Ginavasam, the other side also is someone with power. It's not like the other side is a Pasha the Mensch. Mela, the guy who has Koiches, but the other side also, knows. Now Yaakov starts, he's going away. It's interesting, it's Vayignoiv Yaakov, a slave, Lavan Harami. Fascinating Zach. Vayignoiv Yaakov, a slave, Lavan Harami. I'll believe he could like Yibareyachu. He steals his Gneva's Das because he leaves without telling him. Of course he leaves without telling him. If you're going to tell him, it's not a Bricha. A Bricha is, you're going to run away without telling him. I remember they had a Maisa a few months ago when they saved a few of the captives in Gaza, and it was a matzav, it was on a Shabbos, and they got them in, but then they had to kill dozens of neighbors of the thing. So someone from the CNN or the BCB or all these Grois and Tzadikim, they say, he says, why didn't you tell the people in advance before you go to take the captives? He says, oh, because then they wouldn't be able to get the captives, you know. So what does it mean? The lohigid lohi by reyach. By reyach is the lohigid lohi. So the Paradis Yosef, he says, he says like this, Yaakov, for months in advance, every time got into little fights with Lavan. And every time, on a little irky thing, and he said, I'm going to leave, I'm running away, I'm going. On every little thing, he said, I'm going. Right? He made a false alarm, right? That's what the Chama Sosa did. They did a false alarm with the SIM telephones dozens of times before, so we didn't have. So it's by Yignav Yaakov, a slave, Lavan Harami, I'll believe, on little clany things, every time there was a little fight, I'll believe, on a Dover Shal Mabakach, he get like he by Reyachu, we kept the telling, I'm leaving. So this time also, instead of leaving, it was a false alarm. That's how he learns it into the Pesukim. Now, it says, Rachel is lying to Lavan, and she tells him, Ki derech noshim li. Now, so they say, because Avodah Zorah is Tameh, and Nida is Tameh, so she was being Meramez, but there's an interesting shot from Rabbi Yeshaya Pick. Rabbi Yeshaya Pick in Berlin, the one that wrote the Maseres HaShas, he wrote many other Sfarim also. He wrote the Maseres HaShas, but he wrote other Sfarim, and in one of his Sfarim, he brings a shot from his sister, Krangel, who was married to Rabbi Yosef Steinhardt, who also in his farm quotes his wife a lot of times. So Shavaisdas, she was a Melumedes. And it's interesting that Rabbi Shai Pick, even when he quotes her, he says, Omarti la'achoisi chochma'at. It's a play on words from the Pasuk. Emer le'chochma'achoisiat. He says, Omarti la'achoisi chachoma'at. So she brings a pshat, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Mechashefa lo'isachar, kishif. So the Gemara says, why does it say Mechashefa lo'shenekeva? A man is also a could be a Mechashef. So the Gemara says, yeah, but most of the time it's a Mechashefa. Most of the time it's Nekeva. So she says, Derech Noshemli, I'm hiding the kishif. She said, Derech Noshem is a remez, a vaybishazach. Because the Derech Klal, the Gemara says, what's it called? But the Shaila is one last thing, L'chayre, these trufim, these have koiches. Why wasn't Lavan able to know where the trufim were, especially when he comes there? He's in the room. It probably had some kind of, GPS signals. Melech is far away, but he's in the room with her, and she's sitting and hiding it under the gomel, and she says, Derech Nashimli, and he can't find the trufim. Why can't he find the trufim? So the Bali Musa say, because she was sitting on them. When you mezalzel in something, whether it's a koyach ruchni of Dover Toiv or a koyach ruchni of Kishif, or whatever it is, if you mezalzel in something, right, you mezalzel in something, it's not going to have its koyach. She sat on the trufim, it doesn't have the koyach, and that's how she was preventing him. The Meshech Chochmah, to end with this, the Meshech Chochmah says, why did she take the trufim? Because she wanted Yaakov, she wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to Lavan and be Megalat and don't shepherd, which he did. Had Lavan had the trufim, he would not have been able to be Zoicha to that Nevuah of don't shepherd. So Dafka, Rachel, needed to arrange that he shouldn't have the trufim, so Hashem should come to him and say, don't shepherd. Now next week we're going to have Esav, and Hashem doesn't come to Esav and tell him, don't shepherd. Weistachos, that's a system. Esav is supposed to come shepherd us. Part of the Maisav of Simlabonim is to know how to deal with Esav. But Lavan, no, there's reasons for that. Lavan is told, don't shepherd. The Nevuah that Lavan got was only enabled because Rachel took the trufim that he was able to be masig the Nevuah. Good.